Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're on chapter 16, and we're in text number 11 and 12. Please repeat. Chintam aparimeyangcha palayantam upasrita kamo pabhoga panama etavat iti nishchita Ashapasha Shatair Badha Kamakroda Parayana Ihante Kama Bhogartham Anyaye Narata Sanjayan. Let's do the word for word. Chintam. Fears and anxieties. Aparmeyam, immeasurable. Cha, and. Pralaya antam, unto the point of death. Upasrita, having taken shelter of. Kama upabhoga, sense gratification. Parama, the highest goal of life. Etavat, thus. Iti, in this way. Nishchita, having ascertained. Asha pasha, entanglements in a network of hope. Shatai, by hundreds. Badha, being bound. Kama, of lust. Krodha, anger. Parayana, always situated in the mentality. Ihante, they desire. Kama, lust. Bhoga, sense enjoyment. Artham, for the purpose of. Anyayena, illegally. Artha, of wealth. Sanchayan, accumulation. Please repeat. They believe that to gratify the senses is the prime necessity of human civilization. Thus, until the end of life, their anxiety is immeasurable. Bound by a network of hundreds and thousands of desires, and absorbed in lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. So before we go to the purport, unlike the spiritual world, if we look at, let's go back to the word for words. So in the first line, chintam aparimeyam cha. So in the demoniac world, the world of Kunta, right? Fears and anxieties. But Vaikuntha, no fear, no anxiety. And Vaikuntha is also immeasurable. But it's not with any fear and anxiety. Fearless, anxietyless. That's the spiritual world. Now, having taken shelter of sense gratification, but the devotee take shelter of Krishna, Krishna's holy name, and Krishna's service. That's the difference. The devotee's sense gratification is how to serve Krishna. The gopis, for example, their sense gratification was how can we satisfy Krishna's desires. Their sense gratification is meditation on the sound of Krishna's flute, which keeps them refreshed and rejuvenated, which keeps them enlivened. They're always meditating on that sound of Krishna's flute. And while they're doing their housework, their daily chores, they're simply remembering all the different pastimes of Krishna. When Uddhava came with the message from Krishna, Krishna was explaining through Uddhava that there actually is no separation. Krishna said, I am all pervading. And Uddhava was telling them that you simply remember all your loving affairs with Krishna. You simply meditate upon all the pastimes of Krishna, then you will not have this separation. Because remembrance of Krishna is as good as Krishna. That is the wonderfulness of this Krishna consciousness. Remembrance of Krishna is as good as Krishna being personally present. Vipralamba, service in separation. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they never saw Krishna. But they were hankering, and they were chanting, and they were always searching out where his Radha and Krishna. So that hankering, that trying to remember, that is ecstasy. The gopis were always remembering the way Krishna dealt with them, his talks. They were always thinking. They were doing so many things, but they were always thinking of Krishna. That was their sense gratification. Devotee sense gratification is their service. How can I increase my service? How can I better my quality of service? All right, then. Parama, the highest goal of life. They think, the demons think, that the highest goal of life is satisfaction of the senses. But Lord Chaitanya says, no. The topmost goal of life, Panchama Purusha Artha, is... Who knows the answer? Huh? Love of God. That's the highest goal of life. Not even liberation. Love of God is the highest goal of life. And in the words of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, how do you get this love of God? By chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Somehow or other, I have to get a taste for chanting this holy name of Krishna so that I may develop my dormant love of God. Now, it says here, Asha Pasha, entanglement in a network of hope. Yes, because they're thinking that with the next plan, now we will enjoy. But what they don't know is Maya is simply dangling a carrot. But they never actually get the carrot. That's the way Maya works. What does Maya say? Come on. You didn't make it last time. Try again. You'll get it. And so you work harder. You become more of an ass. But then, you try to actually capture it, right? Don't they do that sometimes with the jackass? They put the carrot just out of the reach of the jackass, and he wants that. And so, what does he do? Pulls the cart. Is that still happening in India? They dangle that carrot in front, and we're all jackasses for Maya, because that's exactly what she's doing. Come on. Surrender to me. Work for me. I'll dangle this carrot for you. No. Now, there's also this network of hope for devotees. There is that stage in the bhava stage, ashabandha, hope against hope, that it seems incredible that I will achieve Krishna in this lifetime, but somehow or other, maybe I will achieve Krishna. I think there's one prayer by Rupa Goswami. Maybe Radha Krishna Das knows that prayer, where Rupa Goswami is saying, is it either Rupa or Sanatha? I'm not born in a good family, and I don't have this, I don't have this. But he says, but I am praying somehow or other I can achieve that. You know what, which prayer I'm talking about? I'll try to look it up during RT. I'll try to look it up. There is that prayer, Asha Banda, hope against hope, that regardless of everything stacked against me, somehow or other, I will get the mercy of Krishna. All right, let's look at Prabhupada's purport. The demoniac accept that the enjoyment of the senses is the ultimate goal of life. In this concept, they maintain until death. They do not believe in life after death. And they do not believe that one takes on different types of bodies according to one's karma or activities in this world. Their plans for life are never finished, and they go on preparing plan after plan, all of which are never finished. Prabhupada tells the story. The man, dying man on the bed. Oh, doctor, please, just give me 5 more years because I have not finished my plans. But doctor cannot give you 5 more years. When Yamaraj says, let's go, doctor cannot give you 5 minutes. When the jig is up, it's up. Therefore, the urgency to become surrendered to Krishna is very, very important. One must see the urgency. I must surrender to Krishna now, not tomorrow, because I may not see tomorrow. I have to surrender to Krishna now. We have personal experience of a person of such demoniac mentality, who even at the point of death was requesting the physician to prolong his life for 4 years more because his plans were not complete. Such foolish people do not know that a physician cannot prolong life even for a moment. When the notice is there, there is no consideration of the man's desire. The laws of nature do not allow a second beyond what one is destined to enjoy. The demoniac person who has no faith in God or the supersoul within himself performs all kinds of sinful activities simply for sense gratification. He does not know that there is a witness sitting within his heart. The supersoul is observing the activities of the individual soul. As it is stated in the Upanishad, there are 2 birds sitting in one tree. One is acting and enjoying or suffering the fruits of the branches, and the other is witnessing. But one who is demoniac has no knowledge of Vedic scripture, nor has he any faith. Therefore, he feels free to do anything for sense enjoyment, regardless of the consequences. This example of the two birds sitting on the tree is also there in the Bhagavatam, in the Uddhava Gita. Krishna also gives that same example. And in the 10th canto, when the demigods are praying to Krishna in the womb of Devaki, there is a very nice description following this same thing, that there are only two kinds of fruit, happiness and distress. All activities of this material, that's the only flavors you get. Two kinds of fruit, happiness and distress. The person who is living piously, as has been mentioned several times, according to the scriptural rules, that person will enjoy material happiness. But the person who is not following the laws of God, the laws of nature, his fruit will be suffering. But a devotee is not interested in these two fruits. The devotee is interested in loving, serving God by hearing, by chanting, by remembering, by serving all the nine different items of devotional service. That is what a devotee does. How do you determine someone is good or bad? It's by their actions. We even have in expressions, actions speak louder than words. So if you want to know yourself or if somebody else is good or bad, what are their actions? What are their activities? If somebody is trying to do more and more devotional activities, that person is a very good person. So we want ourselves, I must do more, not rest on my laurels. No. I have to increase. It's not enough. That was also one of, that's the first item, not the first, but one of the first items of bhava, of yartha kalatvam. I don't want to waste any time. That was the significance of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They were very anxious. Am I utilizing every moment to serve Krishna? So more and more the devotee thinks in that same way, following in those footsteps. Am I in Maya now? Am I engaged in activities of sense gratification? Or am I engaged in one of the nine processes of devotional service? Time management. From the time you get up to the time you go to sleep, and during sleep, throughout the day, I have to be asking myself, am I now engaged in a Krishna conscious devotional activity, or am I engaged in some kind of non-devotional, non-Krishna conscious activity? I have to do more and more, and also the quality. Take, for instance, japa. I can do my japa, but I can certainly improve my attention. I can certainly improve that I pronounce better and try harder to listen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Try to capture every syllable and try to pronounce as best as possible. Trying better to do my different devotional activities, whether it be worshiping or even reading and studying. I must try to improve. There's no limit. I have to think, yes, Let me try better. Let me try more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Let's do the next section. Let's do it. Please repeat. Idam madhyam maya labdham. Imang prapsye manoratham. Idam astidam apime. Bhavishyati punardhanam. Asau baya hata shatrur. Hanishye chaparanapi. Ishvaroham mahang bhogi. Siddoham balavan suki. Adyo bijanavanasmi. Konyosti sadrisho maya. Yakshye dasyami modishya. Ityajnana vimohita. Please repeat. Idam, this. Adya, today. Maya, by me. Labdham, gained. Imam, this. Prapsye, I shall gain. Manaratham, according to my desires. Idam, this. Asti, there is. Idam, this. Api, also. Me, mine. Bhavishyati, it will increase in the future. Puna, again. Dhanam, wealth. Asau, that. Maya, by me. Hata, has been killed. Shatru, enemy. Hanishye, I shall kill. Cha, also. Aparan, others. Api, certainly. Ishvara, the Lord. Aham, I am. Aham, I am. Bhogi, the enjoyer. Siddha, perfect. Aham, I am. Balavan, powerful. Suki, happy. Adya, wealthy. Abhijanavan, surrounded by aristocratic relatives. Asmi, I am. Ka, who. Anya, other. Asti, there is. Sadrisha, like. Maya, me. Yakshe, I shall sacrifice. Dasyami, I shall give charity. Modishye, I shall rejoice. Iti, thus. Ajnana, by ignorance. Vimohita, deluded. Please repeat. The demoniac person thinks, so much wealth do I have today. I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future. More and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him. And my other enemies will also be killed. Yes, Kamsa thought like this when Krishna and Balaram killed the wrestlers Chanur and Mushtika, Kosala, and the others. When all was defeated by Krishna and Balaram, Kamsa said, okay, arrest him, arrest my father. Kill him, kill him. Can't see that it's over. But still, he's thinking, I have to kill my enemies like this. And that's when Krishna then jumped over and pulled Kamsa down, sat on his chest, pummeled him with his fists. And then, just to show everybody, Krishna dragged the dead body of Kamsa all around like a lion takes its prey. He wanted to show everybody, I have killed this Kamsa. Then the brothers of Kamsa came. Balaram took care of them, and it was over. I am the Lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man, surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices. I shall give some charity. And thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. So that is the demonic mentality. And who should know better than Krishna? How? Because Krishna is in the heart of every demon. So Krishna knows exactly how a demon thinks. Because we already learned in chapter 15, Savasya Chaham Riddhi Sani Vishta Matak Smitir Gyanam Apohanancha. It is Krishna who gives the knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness to the demon, just as he gives knowledge and remembrance to the devotee. Krishna's impartial. You want to be a demon? Okay. Krishna says, this is how you do it. Follow my instruction. That's why Krishna says, everyone's following my path in all respects, whether you're a demon or a devotee. So the question is, you have your free will. Who or what do you want to be? That's the choice. Do I want to be a demon or do I want to be a devotee? Do I want to be an enjoyer of this material world or do I want to be a servant of Guru and Krishna? That's the choice. That's the only choice. At every second, right now, what do I want to be? Do I want to be the enjoyer, the exploiter of Krishna's energies? Or do I want to be a servant of Krishna and the devotees and my guru? Therefore, we chant the Maha Mantra, everybody.